League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to Tip TV. My name's Charlie Burton. As traders, we all experience a huge range of emotions, whether it be extreme highs with elation and excitement that accompanies those, or extreme lows where we can almost experience a form of depression. But what happens if we experience those extreme highs and those extreme lows in our natural everyday lives? Today I'm going to be talking to a trader who suffers with bipolar disorder, and we're going to have a look at how that bipolar works alongside his life and how he actually copes with trading, with having much more extreme levels of emotions than most of us traders actually get to experience. So I feel this is going to be a very deep and very profound interview, and I feel very privileged to welcome to Tip TV Bill Guscuth.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Phil. And so let's go straight in. Let's talk a little bit about, to start off with, your illness, because it is an illness. When did it start in your life?
I think it was most noticeable from around about the age of 16, 17. It sort of took off almost around about the time my father died, when I was 17. I just have had to sort of come to terms with it almost and accept it, I suppose. Yeah. But it's been around, and it cycles quite a lot, up and down all the time. So it's just something to deal with, really.
Yeah, and let's talk about that process of the cycles. So obviously it was a big event. You know, anybody is, you know, loses a parent at a young age is going to experience a traumatic event, and so we understand that and appreciate that. But it's obviously grown, and so it's grown with you as you've got older, once you got to 18, 19. And let's talk a little bit about how it was affecting your life as you've entered adulthood, really.
Well, the lows, for instance, would mean that I wouldn't be going out, I wouldn't be socialising, I wouldn't have any real contact with people, and I would just stay in as much as possible. No family contact. And on the other side of things, the highs would be spending a lot, going out, feeling extremely manic, feeling extremely aggressive, impulsive, and just everywhere in between as well, just the sort of a spectrum, I suppose.
And at what point did you actually get officially diagnosed as being bipolar?
It was diagnosed when I was about 17.
Oh, it was? Okay, yeah. Right.
But then it's changed over the years into depression with anxiety, depression with mania. So it's we haven't really ever revisited a label, as it were. It's just... This is what you're dealing with at the moment.
And so over the years, obviously where we are today, you're at a different stage with it. It is still something that, obviously, you termed this just a short while ago, it walks with you through your life. It's something you have deal with and cope with even today. I mean, this is a very big thing for you to come, and that's why I'm so appreciative of you coming on the show. Because it's always there, and one day it could be, you could be having a bad day.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Because I think people take a step back and think about what they've done in their lives or what they've done in the past 10 minutes, but it's that constant analysis of what is happening now and whether I'm able to cope now, and what is potentially coming up as well. And it's planning as well, I suppose. It's planning for how I'm going to react to people if I've agreed to do something or...
Yeah.
Something like that, really.
So, yeah, like today, for example, I remember when we talked about potentially coming on the show, there's always that potential that if you're just having a low, then you're just not going to come on. So that's why I feel that so privileged to have you on today, because I do think that as we start to talk about the trading element, that people are really going to be able to associate with this anyway, so we are going to explore that. So over the years, obviously, you've had to learn a huge amount about yourself, more so than probably the average person does, because you have to self-analyze a lot. Because you, like you've already alluded to, if you know that you're going to be at a certain point, whether you're low or if you're at a high, then there are certain social interactions that you can't do or that you can do.
Absolutely, definitely. Certain interactions that I would rather not do because of the aggressive nature, and I say things that I don't want to say, and I act in a way that I don't really want to be. You know, it really affects everything. It affects all social interactions as far as I'm concerned.
And so in recent years, obviously you're on medication like anyone who suffers with a form of depression. But in recent years, you've also done some other work around that, haven't you?
The therapy?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Yes, I've had quite a few years of therapy, actually, on and off, and some hypnotherapy as well. Which was extremely helpful, because it's if you can relax, you can start to balance things out a little bit. And the hypnotherapy was particularly good for that. And obviously working through things from the past as well. And I've just finished in August a year with some guys over in Camden and Islington mental health team, and the guy was extremely good, really, really good. And I feel like I've progressed.
They gave you a better plan and a better structure, didn't they?
They definitely did, yeah. Because I think the private stuff is very open-ended. But this was a year, that was it. So you had that time to not fix, but work through things.
So there you go. So stick with the NHS. it worked, yeah.
Definitely.
And so where you are right now, and we're going to talk about your trading shortly, but you're in a position where it's interesting, the choices, we are the byproduct of the choices that we make in our lives. What I found fascinating is that because of the illness you've suffered with, you've made certain life choices, career choices, shall we say. So, for example, you've gone into trading because trading, you don't have to have that social interaction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What are you finding now? Now you're you've come to the level, to the stage you're at. Yes, you chose trading as a career because of your illness, so to speak.
Yeah.
But you've also realised that you have to get out there, don't you?
Definitely. Yeah, I think so. Because I think it would just recycle old thoughts as well, and I'll just end up not really moving on, not really moving forward. So I think that aspect of more social interaction is excellent, really good.
Okay, so
slowly though,
you're in a fortunate position financially, in that we won't go into too much detail, but you have a few properties that now, and you own a few properties unencumbered, and which is great. So they're producing, and some of them are just being refurbed or whatever at the moment, income for you. So you're in a nice position that you have a basic income coming in,
yes,
and that enables you to trade effectively.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the trading part of your career. In fact, we'll just press pause at this stage because we're already halfway through the interview. We're actually going to just stop it here. And in part two, we'll come on and we'll talk about your trading and how the illness has interacted with your trading. So we'll be back after these ads.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings. Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.